What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 80 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today is going to be our first solo episode of 2023, and I'm really excited to bring to you my goals episode like I normally do. And also, I just picked up a update blaster, so I decided I would rip that on the show to get the year start off right. And also, a quick update, I got a new mic and I got a stand or a I don't know what you describe it as, but a mic stand, I guess, for the show. So upgrading the setup from last year. Hopefully you guys are hearing the audio quality difference. I definitely am. So hopefully you guys are enjoying that. And also hope you guys enjoyed those episodes to start off the year. I think we had two great interviews to start us off, to new guests. And I'm glad we could bring those to you guys. But we're just going to go ahead and get started and rip our box, and then I'll finish off the show with some goals since that'll be the main segment. But update, you know, 2022 Topps update, you get 7 packs, 14 cards a pack, 1 commemorative patch per box. So we'll see what that is. Looking for that elusive J-Rod rookie, but it's not elusive, but we're looking for that J-Rod rookie card here. So should be fun. We'll see what we get. Starting off, just some base, but we'll let you guys know if there's anything crazy here. We got MJ Melendez rookie debut to start us off. That's not bad. We also got a Wander Franco rookie debut and a Royce Lewis, is this 87 Tops, and also Shane Boz Stars of MLB. So Stars of MLB is actually a retail exclusive insert, and I collected all but one of Series 1. Always loved doing the insert sets, so that was really fun to do Series 1. Also, a quick update about Blowout. I participated in this thing, it's called a Box O Stuff giveaway on, we have a short print, Lou Gehrig short print. Okay, I'm liking that. Also, Jonathan India. Stars MLB, but Luger short print. That's definitely the best card so far. I feel like those short prints used to go $5 to $8. So probably we'll sell that one actually to recoup some of the costs. But anyways, I was talking about Box O Stuff. It's been going around for a couple years now, and it's where you take out cards you want and put in cards of the similar or better value. And I participated in it. I've got a huge box, so maybe I'll definitely let you guys know what I pull out of it. And I'll probably link the thread if y'all want to participate in it. Of course, it's really cool, but just no trolling, please. I mean, there's one box. The first box, the original one, actually got had to be discontinued because of people put a bunch of like junk wax in there, so that's one problem with it, but I have found some really cool Reds cards I'm going to take out and put in some, you know, nice rookies. Maybe I'll put in some cards from this box since I'm ripping it on the air. We got a Jaren Duran rookie, you know, decently notable rookie. Alexis Diaz, Danny Duarte for my Reds. That's a dual card. We got Alec Thomas rookie. Not bad. Joe Perez, Jesus Sanchez, and Bryson Stott Stars MLB to round that out. We've got 3 left. I looked what pack was the thickest and put it on the bottom since that'll be our commemorative patch. I actually opened a update hobby box for Christmas, and I hit a Bobby Witt Jr. Commemorative patch. So that was a really nice pull. And there we go. Julio Rodriguez rookie card. That's definitely the best card of the box right there. Update series number 44. That's nice right there. Just love to see that card whenever I get. That's my second pull of that one. So that is a nice one to add to the collection. We got a Luke Jackson gold card out of 2022 and Mountcastle Stars MLB. 2 packs left. We hit the J-Rod. So now what we want to hit is a J-Rod gold or something crazy like that. Wouldn't that be wild to hit on the air? Or a J-Rod Rainbow Foil even. Man, that would be nice. But here we go. Looks like we have a Diamonds Great card. And maybe, ooh. We have a Rainbow. Is that a short print maybe? I don't know. We have something here. Okay. Luke Rayleigh. CJ Abrams rookie. That's nice. We got Yadiel Hernandez. JP Sears. Jake Fraley. Sergio Romo. No, please. This is a rainbow foil of Wander Franco. Rookie debut, rainbow foil, Wander Franco. Man, that's a nice one right there. Not gonna lie. I love the rainbow foil. Slightly off center, but Wander Franco, rainbow foil. Man, this box has been actually really solid. Short print, J-Rod base, Wander Franco, rainbow foil. Our diamond greats, like I said, Mel Ott. Giancarlo Stanton was our All-Star Game card, and then we had Javi Baez. Dang, okay, Wander Franco, rainbow foil. Okay, that's solid. All right, we got one pack left, and that's going to be our commemorative. But, man, I'm really happy with the rainbow foil, the short print, and... Oh, I'm seeing something nice here. Okay. I'm seeing something very interesting on the back of this pack. And to start off the pack as well, Jeremy Pena. That was our World Series MVP, so I'm surprised his cards have not been selling for more, his base rookies. We got an Astros commemorative. I'll go ahead and let you guys know what I saw in the back. Stars of MLB, Julio Rodriguez. So we had two Wanders and two Julios in this box with a Jeremy Pena also. That's actually a really solid box. Let's see what we get here. We got Nick Lodolo. Love to see it for the Reds. And we got the J-Rod. What is this? J-Rod rookie debut. We had three J-Rods in this box and two Wanders. Three J-Rods and one blaster? All right. It's an Astros, so let's hope it's Jeremy Pena. I hate the Astros, so... Okay, it's an Astros helmet. It's a rookie! Jeremy Pena! Dude, what a hit. My two commemorative patches this year have been Bobby Witt Jr. and Jeremy Pena. Man, what a box. Like, you guys cannot tell me. For $20, you cannot get a better blaster box than that. Three J-Rods, two Penas, two Wanders. I mean, that is a solid box right there. The Pena commemorative patch to end us off. The three J-Rods, the base, the rookie debut, and the stars then will be insert. And then the Wander Franco rainbow foil, as well as the Wander Franco base. Wow, I'm really happy with that box, actually. That was really solid. Also, can't forget about Alec Thomas, rookie. You know, I mean, he's a sleeper, I feel like. He could be one of those guys that blooms after a couple years, I feel like. He's just... I feel like he's too good to be bad, if you know what I mean. But, man, what a solid box. Let me know your thoughts on that box at my email, sportscardsecond@gmail.com. Man, I'm really happy with that $20 spent there. I actually can make my money back from retail. So, yeah, that was a fun box to rip. I'm glad I recorded that because... We got some really nice cards. Like I said, three Julios, two Penas, two Wanders, and the Lou Gehrig short print as well, which is a nice hit. I don't know if this is a... This shouldn't be a super short print. I'll check it after and let you guys know. But, yeah, it's... Man, that was a really nice box. Really glad with that. And, yeah, so that will wrap up the box break, so we'll go ahead and get into our goals right after this break, and I'll let you guys know what that Lou Gehrig is as well, but, man, what a box for sure. All right, we'll be right back after this break. All right, guys, we're going to get into a couple goals for 2023. Just a couple this year, not as many as last year, and I'm also only going to talk about my collection this year. Actually, I will have one for my podcast, but mostly collection this year. So I'll start off with the one for my podcast. I'm just going to try and grow my listenership by starting a YouTube channel. That's been on my mind for a while, but I am committed this year. I'm going to start a channel sometime this year, so you guys definitely have to be on the lookout for that. I'll definitely let you guys know when I do that. My plan for that is to have... exclusive content to this show and exclusive content to YouTube. So we'll see how that works. I don't know how that'll grow both sides. So I'll probably have to change some of that plans. But yeah, just be on the lookout for the YouTube channel. I'm committed this year to doing that. Now moving into my collection. My first thing is I need to find my new PC guy. Amir Garrett got traded away, and you guys know the Reds dumped everybody at the deadline like they normally do. So I just need to find my PC. I don't know if it needs to be Ken Griffey Jr. I really like Joey Votto. He's been a mainstay for the Reds. Tyler Stevenson, but of course he could get traded. But I'm leaning toward Ken Griffey Jr. or Joey Votto. I know there's a lot of competition for Jr. And a decent amount for Votto, but not as much, obviously, as one of the GOATs. So probably leaning toward Votto. I have a couple cards in my ComC shipment that I haven't shipped out yet, but I'm building up that shipment. So that could be something coming soon. But I'm also working on a rainbow, so that's probably what I'm leaning toward. But obviously, Griffey, you know, he's one of my favorite players of all time. So I'll probably do a little bit of both and, you know, just keep up with my Reds PC, whatever guys are on the Reds. So that's probably where I'm leaning toward my PC. So that's one of my main goals, is just to find myself and, yeah, just pretty much just, you know, find the guy that I love and I know I can, you know, always find a card that I can afford and something like that. The next thing is just to upgrade my collection and get rid of a lot of base cards. I have so much bulk right now, and if there's a way I can get rid of that, let me know. I feel like Mike Summer does a lot of sport lots. I don't know if I have the time for that. Maybe I will this summer, but I'm thinking about going that route with a lot of my base. So we'll see what I'm doing there, but I just want to upgrade my collection, sell some more cards, and use that money into my Reds PC. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, I can do, most of that, this year. So yeah, just a few goals for 2023, kind of trying to keep it short and just do some important things for my collection. And you know, I feel like if you only have a few goals and you don't need to try and get as many things done, and just, you can, you know, do better at those goals and, you know, be more thorough in completing them. So that's, what I feel like I'm going to do this year in 2023. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed episode 80 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Super glad 2023 is here and we can get started on everything for the new year. Hope you guys have a great year. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. Never got to tell you that. Yeah, here we go. Getting into 2023. Never know where this year will take us. We're going to get to episode 100 this year, so I'm going to make plans for that as long as I keep going, which I don't know why I wouldn't. So, yeah, episode 100 is literally on the horizon, which would be insane to get to that. Only about 5 months, which that would literally be like, I guess that would be June, right before the National. So we'll see. We'll see if I end up in the National. I mean, I probably won't. Probably. I mean, it would be a long shot, but it would be wild if I got there. So we'll see where this year takes us. And yeah, 2023, great episode to get started with. Had a great blaster box. By the way, that Lou Gehrig was just a base short print. Like I said, I would check that. But yeah, here we go. 2023. This has been episode 80 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. It's Jacob signing off. Keep collecting. Peace.